This is CliffCentral.com.
What a rare pleasure and privilege to have Ru Radebe here in the studio with us today. Lucas Radebe, South Africa's probably our most famous footballer. I mean, I'm going to say it because you are to me. And this is the man who we've been watching on our screens for years. He's gone on since he retired from professional football to do a number of amazing things. And today he's visiting me, not just in his own capacity, but with the Premier League trophy. Good heavens, you keep good company, don't you?
You know what, you have to. If you, all those years you've been working so hard in digging trenches, you might as well end up somewhere doing better things, you know?
It's something else. I mean, like, I still can't believe that it's been as long as it has since you retired, because it doesn't feel like it. I mean, I see you on TV all the time, and you're commentating, and you're doing this, and you're doing that, and you're events, and you're running all these clinics for young footballers, and it's just incredible to see how much. I think you probably thought like I did. Maybe you'd quietly go into the sunset and we wouldn't hear from you anymore, but there's no chance of that, huh?
Yeah, I know. I think, you know, it's the privilege to have played football, and I think we're that stature, or, you know, to be able to give back in the best way that I can. You know, having traveled the world, you know, playing football and having all these aspiring young stars who want to be professional as well. You know, I think it was important for me to come back and actually give back in a way that, you know, we can inspire those young stars to have careers like in the game, which I think it's more important, because I think in the long run, you know, as you were saying that, you know, I've been retired for long, but still reasonable, available.
Well, not just available, but I'd say your fame has grown, not declined.
I mean,
people all around the world knew you before, but now there are people in places that didn't know you who know you as well.
Yeah, but I think, again, it's something to do with collaboration with great brands, you know, like Cadbury.
Yeah, I see you're all kitted out in the purple of Cadbury's, and you got Cadbury FC on your shirt. What's this all about? Are they the guys who've brought the trophy here?
Yes, we know where Cadbury's collaborated with the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for the all those loyal fans, you know, we've got exciting news for them, where we've got the Premier League trophy visiting us, which is great. And not only that, but I think there's for all those loyal fans and the lucky ones, you know, where there's a competition that we're running where, you know, we can win a trip to the UK to watch a football match live.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you know, when I first saw the trophy, I never thought I'd be so excited like a fan now. So it got me so excited, and I think now I know how the fans feel about watching the game.
It's much bigger than I remember seeing it on TV, the trophy. It looks enormous when you're next to it in person.
Yeah, it's a pity that this is the closest I could get to the trophy. But
don't beat yourself up. I remember when the World Cup trophy did a tour in just before 2010 came around, and I looked at this little thing, because it's also small, and I thought, it doesn't look as impressive in real life as it does when they hoist it up at the end of the World Cup, and you think, wow. But this one is the opposite. It's bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah, and well taken care of as well. Because, I mean,
polished.
Not anybody can touch it.
Not like the mags on my tires, which are scratched. Yeah, you're not allowed to touch it, right?
No, you're not allowed. Only the guys that they brought it in from the UK, you know.
It's got its own minders.
I'm telling you, I'm just a mascot. I'm just a mascot. But again, I think there's rules as well. If you don't want to touch it, or if you want to touch the trophy, you should have won the trophy. But again, you need to ask for permission
from
the Premier League, which that's how valuable that trophy is. But again, that brings excitement. Not just to the fans, but to the players. I mean, you can imagine all this, the whole season.
Absolutely. But I see when a trophy like this goes around the country, obviously people, young and old, you have little kids who are excited for obvious reasons. But then you get these old men who are, they're more enthusiastic than anybody else. They just can't wait. They start shaking when they get near it. It's amazing.
I mean, that's what the Premiership is all about. Mm. I mean, it brings excitement and emotions, you know, to young and old, and not only because, you know, you've got teams like Man United, Man City, and all that, but you've got teams like Wolves. Right. You know, who are competing against the big names as well in the Premiership, which now makes it more exciting.
Be honest with me. Are you still as excited about football as you were when you were a player?
Not watching, no.
No?
No, no, no.
Good. I'm glad you're honest about that, because a lot of people wonder, you know, what must it be like? Do you eventually get jaded? Like, I suppose if you're a rock star, eventually watching other people singing isn't as much fun, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for me, I'd rather be in the field of play.
Sure.
You know, but I enjoy it, because I think it gave me a great platform, you know, to get involved with great brands and great people, you know, and just to escalate my career to another level.
But, Ru, are you happy with how things are going at the moment? Because you look healthy, you look fit, you look very satisfied. I know you. It's now 3-4 years in, but there's a new marriage that's been going. We got more kids? What's been happening? Come, fill me in. I mean, come on, we haven't spoken in
that's
a long time.
That's a lot to say.
But so fill me in.
No, I mean, it's been absolutely brilliant. I think I couldn't ask for more. Being busy. Looking up, because it's difficult as well, because, you know, you never, as you know, that, you know, as footballers, we never really prepare properly for after football. But I was lucky enough, privileged enough to be able to have built a brand that collaborates with other brands in the country that bring great things, you know. And I think for me, yes, family life is absolutely great. I enjoy life.
Good.
Yes, there's a new baby as well.
Oh man, congratulations.
5 months old.
Congratulations,
little girl.
Well, I just want to remind people of some of the achievements, and some of these are things that we haven't spoken about for a long time, but you were in the top 100 great South Africans of all time, which is an incredible thing. You had the FIFA Fair Play Award all the way back in 2000. You had moves to all the most important clubs in various parts of Europe and in England. You were in Leeds, obviously. You offered the chance to move to Manchester United, AC Milan, and Roma. But everyone was interested in Lucas, according to Alex Ferguson. You remember this?
I remember all that.
I mean, when you think about that now, because it does feel like a different age for you, I'm sure. Because for some of us, it still feels like, you know, it happened just the other day. But for you, a lot has happened since then. When you look back on that and you see these young players today, is there something you would have liked to have said to yourself at that age that you would have benefited from?
I think if I'm asked, to get back to where I've started in my career, I'll do the same thing again.
Really?
All the
ups, all the downs, all the mistakes, everything.
I think for me, it wasn't all about playing football. It's about learning, you know, learning different cultures and learning through the game as well. I mean, it's different values that you learn from the game. And having ended up where I think that's where I belonged in Leeds. You know, this is the club that looked after me, gave me the opportunity to learn about football, about the culture of in Yorkshire, and be part of the Yorkshiremen, and actually treated me like one of them. Which is absolutely amazing. I mean, I've ended up spending over 10 years, you know, at Leeds, which is unheard of this nowadays, where, you know, football is just big business. Players, they just go from one team to another.
Are you still friends with some of the guys from the team?
We still talk to most of the guys on social media.
Are you all on a WhatsApp group?
What?
Is there a group?
There's no WhatsApp group, but I do get in touch with some of them through Instagram or Twitter, you know, since I'm actually I've been there 3 times. I mean, last season I saw 3 of their games and I make a habit of going there like every year. So this year I'm invited in October when we will be celebrating 100 years of Leeds United.
So tell me the kids, I mean, do they still, when they see you, start screaming? They must do. I'm not talking about your kids because they're probably bored with you. But.
For me, you know, after playing football, I wanted to live a normal life as I can, as much as I can. And I try and do normal things.
Are you staying here in Joburg still?
I live in Joburg, okay, yeah. So I do go with my kids shopping, you know, go to the movies. But, you know, there's this attention that creeps up now and then. People want...
Do they get annoyed with you? The kids? Your kids?
Yeah, sometimes they don't want to go with me because I always stop everywhere. And then they always, you know, neglect it when I'm taking pictures. You know, because, you know, with these cell phones, once one stops and take a selfie, then that's it. But I'm happy to do that because I think for all the years that I've had such great support, you know, we've never had opportunity to say thanks and show my appreciation as they do.
What's the best and what's the worst part of what your life is about now? Because you still do all the commentary, you do lots of other things. What's the stuff you love doing?
I think I love being in touch with the kids. I love doing being involved with great brands. I mean, I think the one that we do now with Cadbury is absolutely amazing. Where we're giving
it's a nice brand. I mean, you get some free chocolate occasionally.
I do. That's my favorite, actually. Oh, you know,
mine too.
But I think the most important thing is what it brings to the consumers, you know, which is very important, that those life-changing opportunity to go and watch.
It's all experiences, right?
It is.
All people want these days is experience.
For sure.
And if eating chocolate, like having this sensation of having the best chocolate in the world, isn't an experience, I don't know what is. But if you can take people to a game in the Premier League, I mean, that's just amazing.
Oh, you know how massive the Premier League is.
I mean, sure.
And I think... if somebody can get and watch, I mean, imagine maybe go to Old Trafford or go to Anfield. I mean, it's the atmosphere itself. It's absolutely great. I mean, you never mind seeing it on telly, but being there live in person, seeing all, you know, the best players in the field of play. I mean, it's absolutely
right now. What about what's going on here? We've got to talk a little bit about local football. Otherwise, people will never forgive me. What's happening?
I think we haven't really seen where our football is heading to. For me, which is a bit of a disappointment, because I think we've hosted great events. You know, I mean, mentioning the World Cup in the midst, which I think that should have shot us up, and hopefully, you know, the national team, we should have been maybe top five in Africa.
Yeah, well.
Top five in Africa qualifying.
Very disappointing, right?
It is, but you know, I think the focus is in the wrong place, whereby I think we should be looking at developing from the grassroots level.
So what's that, schools?
Schools, you know, township football, where we can get...
Well, how old were you when you started playing?
I've started at the young age, you know, when I was around eight.
Okay,
eight years old.
We have to go before high school. We have to get them when they're much younger.
Yeah, was it primary school?
Because we know, you and I both know, that in the UK, for example, they find the talent as soon as they can run.
Exactly.
And they spot these kids and they go, you're in.
The thing is that, you know, once they find that talent, they put them in that structured areas or structured clubs where they're going to be coached properly, you know, where they're going to play football properly, you know, which it helps, you know, in the growth of those players.
There's no doubt we have the talent, right?
Yes.
So it's just a question of what we do with that talent.
Exactly.
How we train these youngsters and what we give them the resource-wise in order for them to live up to their own ambitions.
Yeah, because as you know, that football is not only about the talent or about running around kicking, but it's all around, you know, where psychologically...
Life skills. I mean, like a lot of people have great talent, but they have no idea of how to manage money.
Absolutely.
Or what they can do for their families and what they shouldn't allow to happen, and discipline and self-discipline, you know?
That's I think that's what I've seen as the most downfall for most of our players, you know? management. Yes, you know, there's a lot of money, and that as well, you know, it affected those players' ambitions to go and play abroad, which there's more challenge and is more enjoyable, because I think since the money is so big at home, I mean, they want to be comfortable at home where they know that they loved and they can get whatever they want. You know,
it's easier. Clubs.
It's much, much easier. But I think if you want to be the best, you know, in a talent, go and play abroad. You know, play against the best in the world, in the best leagues, where I think you will learn as well and mature as a player.
So you're going around the country with a trophy. What do we need to know about this? Where can people find you? Where can people see you? What can people take part in?
Yeah, it's unfortunately that it's fortunate that we have it visiting us. Yeah, and Joburg, it's Joburg in Cape Town.
Okay.
For now, and I think if they want to know more about, especially the competition, it's www.cudburyfc.co.za.
Fantastic.
Or hashtag Cudbury Taste the Action.
Fantastic. Ruchadebe, very nice to see you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Always nice. You can come and visit us again properly for a long time, and then we can talk an hour or two.
No, it's great. Thank you for having me, and
thank you,
it's a pleasure.
You know we love you. This country will always love you.
You know what? I was asked a question whether people love you better here or abroad, but I'll say, you know, both.
Oh,
both
come ways. On. You know it's good. Us.
That's why I'm back, isn't it? I would have stayed. Please. I was going to stay in Leeds otherwise. But I wanted to come back and to the people that had really contributed much to my career.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Gareth.
This is CliffCentral.com.